Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart, and we got Larry on board for kind of an update of all the chaos that's going on around the country. And anyway, hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hi, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, oh, our pleasure. Where do we want to start with this? Maybe we should go to that, was it Black Lives Matter that was coming out and saying now it's about time to start killing people? Or who was that in these protests?
Oh, yeah, that was a report of on the Drudge Report late this evening. And it's also backed up by the dailycaller.com. And the headline is Black Lives Matter. At anti-Trump protests, which are going on, as you well know, across the country, they're saying now they need to start killing people to get attention. So it seems to be ramping up, kind of like you said it would.
Well, this may have been the plan, I think, right along. Even if Trump is not anything to do with it, certainly the communists and the Marxists know how to stir up trouble, and this is really what this is. This is a communist coup, and there's a good chance they're going to be successful, don't you think? I mean, they've kind of split the nation in half. What's interesting to me, though, are the prophecies about a tsunami and a major earthquake possibly on the East Coast, and then trouble on the West Coast, which is where the people that rise up against the Lord are basically located. The middle of the country basically voted for Trump.
Yeah, that's very true.
Right?
And there's two ways to look. Yeah, there's two ways of looking at this, Stuart, though, talking about the chaos and where this may be leading. There's one way to look at it, as you clearly said, you know, which is kind of interesting that there appears to be no law enforcement push against these so-called protesters. And we know they're actually rioters. These are not protests. We know everybody knows around the world now, finally. As a matter of fact, a lot of data has been collected from, the UK, from, of course, Israel, Russia, and the U.S., showing that George Soros is funding all of these protests, all of these attacks, all of these anti-Brexit, anti-Trump rallies and troubles. And this is no longer protesting. They don't even know what they're protesting. Stuart, this is literally a communist movement, and I'm concerned because there's no real law enforcement pushback against this. Where does your right to protest stop when you start hurting the nation, causing problems with national security issues? It's where does it stop? But on the other hand, if we reverse that and look over the other direction, though, here's the other thought, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this. It seems like Trump has done a very interesting thing when he actually, the executive orders and the data he's using for his executive orders, this is all 8 years of Obama stuff. This is stuff Obama gathered, collected, and had available. This is not Trump figures and statistics. This is Obama stuff that has brought forth the executive orders to secure the nation. And so it appears to me, Stuart, and I wondered your opinion, is it by chance that in one whole week Trump has really created a plan to so ignite the situation because it's all against him anyway. It's already a civil war against Trump. I mean, he couldn't aggravate that. But is he literally pulling out and bringing into the open all of these enemies of the Constitution and the enemies of America? Are they coming out of the woodwork to attack him, thus exposing themselves? And then on the other hand, what will he do then?
Well, that's kind of an interesting take because we do have the statement of the Lord that he was going to reveal all that which was hidden. And this may be exactly what he's doing, and it may be the Lord behind Trump. You know, kind of like Cyrus, didn't know the Lord, and probably thought he was just making the best decisions that he could make. And it appears to be that that's exactly what Trump is doing. He's just making the best decisions he can make. And by drawing out all the enemies, he's exposing them, even John McCain and all these guys that are the establishment on the Republican side, the establishment on the Democratic side. You got guys like Schumer and Pelosi and all these people. Basically, they're communists. This is a... You said you had heard some woman earlier in the morning who outright came out, I guess, and said, this is a communist plot. This is what the communists do. They stir up a lot of trouble, and bang, next thing you know, you have gone almost immediately under a communist dictatorship. So, I'm not sure just how far the Lord is going to protect Trump, or how deep this exposure and revelations go of the massive corruption. But I think you got a point. He probably is deliberately doing it because it does expose who his rank enemies are.
Yeah, and what's so interesting, Stuart, is this is very much bringing out. You know, all of the Democrats, and it's even bringing out the establishment Republicans in a rage. And this is what's so interesting today. I was watching the data being exposed by Fox, where they were talking about how that the left and the establishment Republicans and all are in a rage against this executive order by Trump, especially securing the borders and going against the a certain number of nations. And it's not Muslim. It's not a Muslim ban. It's not all the Muslim countries. It's only a few. And this data came from Obama. This is Obama's own data that Trump somehow, if he did it on purpose, very meticulously presented, and everybody took it to be his, and they've come out in a rage. Well, if they're in such a rage against this Trump data, why didn't they come out in a rage for the last 8 years when Obama had the same data? And it's Obama's data Trump's using anyway. That's what's so incredible. And to mention that woman, this woman has been here. She came as an immigrant. She fled a Muslim country, and she's been here 2 years. And she came out on Maria Bartiromo's show this morning, very early in the morning, and was saying she did not understand this insanity of the left that was literally, you know, she said, this is nothing but the left, the Democratic, the establishment, communist move to stop Trump. And she said, "What? The only thing Trump has done has literally tried to secure the borders from the very people she fled from coming into this country."
Yeah, I don't, I don't understand it either. To me, it's kind of a form of insanity, I guess, to have, you know, not vet people, just let them come in anywhere. But, of course, you know what the Bible has to say about America. The borders go down. We're already filled with the fifth column. So maybe this may be the trigger when the order goes out, whether it's Soros or Obama behind the scenes or whoever. When that order goes out, mischief in the cities, the scriptures say. And I was flying for General Electric during the riots. Back in, I think that was, let's see, that'd been in the 60s, I think. And it was really something to watch. Entire sections of a city burning. And during that time, they were afraid that corporate jets would be the next target. So I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see how it all plays out. But it just seems kind of suspicious to me, all of it, because they're playing this way out of proportion to what it actually is. And that's got to be deliberate. You can't tell me that Schumer, and I liked what Trump said about his fake tears, that he knows he's known Schumer for a long time. He's not a crier. So, you know, they're pulling out all the stops to incite riots, basically. And this is a communist, Marxist operation. This is what they do. And, of course, people don't maybe understand that the United Nations is actually operating under a constitution that basically outlined in the Soviet Union. It's communist constitution. And actually, the United Nations is also a martial law. It's a military operation. Seems we're headed in that direction.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, there's a news flash out also. You know, we've noticed how they literally have not allowed Trump to have his appointees. They've held back on that. Democrats have stopped it, and the establishment Republicans are not pushing the issue either. So he still doesn't have a Secretary of State. He still doesn't have an Attorney General. They're blocking every bit of that. And when they came out with the report that Soros had funded all of these lawyers to come out of the woodwork and file lawsuits and get federal judges to rule against the Trump executive order on securing the border, they had an acting, because Loretta Lynch, I guess, had stepped down, they had an acting attorney general, which was an Obama appointee, has now come out officially and betrayed the Trump administration, said the attorney general's office will not support backing Trump in these cases again that are filed against him in the border actions and national security. So it's almost like we're witnessing a coup. But
yes,
you know,
we
may be witnessing that, Stuart. But on the other hand, I've got to say again, is this a Trump plan, an ingenious plan to bring the enemies out in the open wherever they may be?
Well, I think it could well be. The end result, however, is I guess, what everybody would be interested in. How long? I mean, he has come out basically against the world. He's come out against just about all the communists. You know, they have infiltrated not only America, but they've infiltrated just about every nation on Earth. Very quiet, very silently infiltrating, and then slowly taking over. And if the Lord said, well, I'm going to reveal all this stuff to the people, the masses of humanity, and he's doing it through Trump. I mean, the whole world's involved, are they not, in this protest?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It is a worldwide movement, and of course, the rich men are funding this. And but what's interesting, I made a little note today. I'll read that and get your opinion. I made a little note here, and I said Trump-Netanyahu-Putin. I said bumps in the road for the New World Order. What do you think?
That's probably exactly what it is, unless it's part of the plan. Remember the Masonic motto, Ordo ab chao, out of chaos we will bring in order, the new world order. So what we may be witnessing is the final phase to this thing to stir up, not only here in this nation, but elsewhere, the chaos. And I would also be looking at money and the economics of all this. They can pull the plug anytime they want. They can create a false flag, et cetera, et cetera. Something came to mind when I heard that Trump was going to the Super Bowl. You remember the movie Oblivion? The last Super Bowl was in 2017. Well, I
didn't remember
Trump,
that.
is going to the Super Bowl. It's not located where it was in the movie. It's located, I guess, in Houston. But I wouldn't be going if I was Trump. I would be staying home or being elsewhere, not necessarily home, but wherever he could go. These people evidently mean business, and I'm afraid, like you are, that what's going to happen is they're going to go hot. This protest is going to go hot, and then it becomes a literal revolution. And I guess California is moving forward with its plans too, right, to secede from the union?
Oh, absolutely. They're working on that now. They call it Cal Exit, California Exit from the U.S., and they want to form their own California nation. You know, but I thought of something else too, Stuart. You know, talking about Trump going to the Super Bowl. You've got lots of concerns about possible terrorism. That's a prime target would be a Super Bowl. And then on the other hand, can you imagine the protesters that they're paying that would show up and the confusion and chaos in that one city in an incident like that?
Well, yeah, and this is being orchestrated, and I guess they're being paid quite well. I've heard as much as $2,500 for a weekend work or whatever, a day's work, plus they get perks. Actually, Soros is committing sedition and treason. But, when you watch this stuff and absolutely no action is taken against them, not even an international arrest warrant or whatever, makes you wonder. And you mentioned even the police not really coming up against this stuff. They're kind of just letting it play out, I suppose, hoping it'll die out. So, anyway. Now, I've heard that the legal part of this, the challenges to Trump probably have no basis in fact at all. That they're going to get shot down on that one. Is that what you've heard at all?
Well, the only thing is just what I just mentioned. They had a breaking news flash. The acting attorney general refuses to support Trump's executive order position. So Trump, at the moment, has no one to back him down on the lawsuits. So he's in a dilemma because he needs an attorney general. A real attorney general, not an Obama attorney general or acting attorney general. He is a real one that works for Trump.
Well, if he has to, he'll probably declare martial law. And that'll get rid of McCain and Schumer and all those people. Would not be a good move for the American people, but this is maybe exactly what they have in mind. And the UN Charter, it's another area that people are not familiar with. I can't remember which article it is, but it gives the UN the right to literally come into any nation where they fear that that nation might fall to an internal coup or something. So this could get really, really, really interesting as time goes on.
The interesting thing is, Stuart, that you know, we're not talking about Trump being in office 6 months and has already brought all this about. We're talking like he's been in 1 week. I mean, 1 week. And I was listening earlier to a guy named, I believe his name was Weed, that worked for Ronald Reagan. And during the end of Ronald Reagan's terms, he asked Reagan, would you have done anything different? And Reagan said, yes. I'd have moved a lot faster when I first got into office. And he said, Trump appears to be rectifying the situation and moving like Ronald Reagan said he wanted to have moved, but he was blocked and had so many problems he couldn't. But, you know, what's interesting is the fact that we're seeing this opposition holding up, you know, the appointments. And matter of fact, tomorrow, Trump is going, I think tomorrow night, going to release the name of his appointment for the Supreme Court, which they're about to go crazy over. On the other hand, we've got the Democrats who are going to block him. They don't care who he is. It don't matter. It's all politics. And then you've got the Republicans who are not pushing the options at all. that they have available to get this done. So we're seeing, we see what kind of government we've had for, what, 50 years? It's not the American people.
Yeah, and I think this is part of that revelation to the American people. This is what you got. This is what you have personally allowed. I mean, you can't blame Obama or any of these communists, Marxists, because the American people sat back and allowed it to happen. They could have got rid of all these people. When the Supreme Court voted Roe versus Wade, they could have impeached. They chose not to. So that's why I think the Lord looks at the American people as a target, not necessarily the leaders, no matter how bad they are. Because in this country, we do have the right of redress, and we have the right to impeach, to get rid of these people. But instead, what do? We vote them into office time after time after time, and we know they're corrupt, and we still put them into office. So it's kind of a form of insanity, I guess. I got another thing here. Calls for Obama to return to fight Trump. Is there any chance that if Trump is impeached or let go or whatever, that Obama could come back into office?
Well, from what my understanding is, that if they somehow remove him from office because of some reason, impeach him out of office, if Congress does. Of course, we know basically Congress is his enemy. And I suppose they could give an appointment to whomsoever the Congress chooses to take his place.
Well, I'm wondering, because of the bots, and they said there was a third man. Remember that? And it was going to come with the chaos and all the confusion. And we were talking about the white horse prophecy of the Mormons coming into the picture, or possibly an Obama return. The head wound in Revelation can be a judicial head wound, but you can't really claim that Obama's been removed by a judicial head wound, because he was simply voted out of office. But, you know, I'm open to anything. I've seen too much weird stuff, so I don't know what's going to happen next. You had a dream, and I want to touch on that because it deals with Putin. And it dealt with what kind of a guy that he is, and possibly, really, in a way, what kind of a guy Trump is. It's almost like we're going to have a clash of the titans. You want to get into that just a little bit?
Well, I could. Basically, I was, as a matter of fact, this was a dream that was four sections long that went, actually, for quite a while last night. And I woke up this morning and called you, I think, about 7:30 and told you about it. And in this dream, I was taken into the inner circle with Putin and his insiders. I was inside with the insiders and Putin. I was right next to Putin. I talked to Putin. Putin talked to me. And I was given insight by the Lord into his character, the way he's built, constructed, the way he operates, the way he works, the way he thinks. Incredible spiritual insight that I had no idea of, and even the Lord began to deal with me how Putin, totally unaware. Now when you look at Trump, we realize Trump is a Cyrus type character, biblical character, and Trump somewhat knows that the Lord is using him. I think that's pretty obvious to everyone that he has an idea he's being used, from on high, but with Putin, and this is what, and I don't ask anybody to believe me, this was a dream. But I was shown in this dream, though, that Putin is being used of the Lord, and he has absolutely zero knowledge of it. He has no context which to apply to understand that the Lord's using him at all. And what's interesting, I was shown that he does have some background or religious experience in the old Russian Orthodox Church organization, but that's it. And in other words, the Lord is using him and has a purpose for him, and he has no knowledge of it at all, and is not influenced to his knowledge by the Lord, period. Mm-hmm. Everything he does is, he thinks, per Putin. And, of course, it's for Putin. But I was showing he's very, very dangerous. This is a very dangerous individual. This is a chess player that doesn't mind his chess pieces being nuked, if you know what I'm saying. That's very clear. He doesn't mind having his chess pieces destroyed because the game goes on. And I was shown that he will not back down. Now, you know, McCain and all the others are trying to push Trump into making a move against Putin and a clash against Putin. But I'm telling you that Putin is extremely dangerous and he will not back down. And in this dream, I was shown even more than I'm describing here, but I'll talk to you longer about it. But one of the things that's very interesting and it concerns me is the fact that right now, around our country, things seem to be relatively quiet, but it seems to be paid protesting. But in this dream that I had, even when I was in the Intersiders with Putin and available there, I also saw a sheriff sitting inside the doorway of a building, and it looked like a sheriff, like a local sheriff in America. And I walked over to him, and I leaned inside that building, and I told him, I said, I just want to tell you one thing. I said, you're law enforcement. I said, I want to tell you one thing. I just want to give you a little warning. I said, there is a bloodbath coming to my home and soon, and you need to know and be aware of that. And I left that building. I gave the warning. And, Stuart, the only thing I can believe is the fact that there's a bloodbath coming, and my home is America, and I think we may possibly, if this continues, if this trouble continues, those that are already probably in the country will take advantage, and we'll have a greater than a 911 strike America, and it will be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I think you're right, and it's leaning in that direction. You know, when you get funded like that, and all something's got to happen is it goes hot. Once it goes hot, then we're in a lot of trouble. We'll have a martial law, crackdown, FEMA camps, the whole bit. So I guess what I'm doing is warning to people that are listening, get ready, because this is no time to be relaxing. We're in a lot of trouble. And before I close, we've got about 2 minutes. The earth changes. My word, what is going on here with all these earth changes? Stan Dale's got a scientist, John Casey, catastrophic earthquakes may soon strike the United States. Italy's Etna volcano. Elevated unrest continues in Alaska's volcano. Supervolcano Italy. Long dormant supervolcanoes may be waking up. Katla volcanoes, satellite captures fissure eruption. This is accelerating rapidly along with the unrest in the United States. I guess maybe we're being told, get ready, right?
Well, that's true. And Stuart, also, they've been watching this huge chasm that's been split in Arizona, and they say now it's widening. It's getting bigger.
Yep. Well, the earth is expanding. We've known that. I guess Stan Dale's been warning people about that for a long time. And we've got inbounds. In fact, I was reading an article where they think, and they're not sure whether it's an asteroid or comet. NASA says it's not going to hit the earth, but other people aren't quite so sure about it and think maybe it's part of Nibiru. Anyway, how do people reach you, Larry?
Sure, the quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org, and I did want to give my appreciation out that the callers responded to your request for help for me financially, and you saved me from the night. I thank you so very much, people.
Oh, our pleasure. That's what family's for, I think, isn't it? When people get in trouble, you try and help them. Anyway, folks, email us at enigma@true, T-R-U, drop the E, insight, insight.com. If you got any comments or you want us to discuss certain things, just put it in the email and we'll do the best we can to bring people into it. Anyway, we thank everybody for listening tonight, and we'll see you again probably on Wednesday. Night.